Tempus Libri is a Czech company specializing in the production of authentic copies or clones of rare historic manuscripts, often of immense cultural value. To date, the most significant tome the firm copied is the Vyšehrad Codex, dating back to the Romanesque period. The manuscript, made up of 108 parchment folios, 26 of which are illuminated, focuses on numerous topics, including the genealogy of Christ. The codex also depicts the first Czech king, Vratislav II, and features a reference to St. Wenceslas, the patron saint of Bohemia. Faithfully copying rare and national treasures requires both state-of-the-art technology and remarkable crafting skill in a number of different areas. Tempus Libri's Tomáš Žilinčár told me more at Czech Radio recently.
The most important step, once you have contracts and fees out of the way, is the exceptional digitalization of the manuscript. A moving robotic camera scans every single point on the page, and a single page can take 40 minutes to map. The utmost care is needed and, in the case of the Vyšehrad Codex, maximum security. The Codex may not be the oldest book in the Czech lands, but it is considered the most valuable, because it refers to the first Czech king to take the throne. It is, quite rightly, a national treasure. Not all manuscripts can be scanned, but digitalization in the case of the Codex was necessary. There was no other way a faithful clone of that particular book could have been completed.
Měla speciální ochranná opatření a to, co jsem u jiných knížek vůbec neviděl.
There are two specialized centers in the country where top digitalization takes place. One is the National Library, where extremely rare books are scanned and manuscripts never leave the building, remaining in perfect conservation conditions. The quality of the scan can then also be checked on the spot for any mistakes or imperfections. Tempus Libri often cooperates with institutions like the National Library, to bring clones to life.
Jsou tam obě dvě ty roviny. Samozřejmě děláme knihy, které zajímají náš.
As a company, we want to publish manuscripts which are commercially interesting, but it is often the case that we cooperate with existing institutions. Many of our orders for a particular manuscript come from public institutions. These can be rare tomes, where the original is too valuable to study on a regular basis, so authentic copies are needed. The copy needs to be of the highest accuracy in terms of content and appearance.
Z toho obsahového hlediska, tak i z toho hlediska řemeslného provedení.
A great many steps to create the actual facsimile are needed, but once a perfect result is achieved, the manuscript must still be hand-bound and aged. Every last detail must match, down to imperfections and damage a manuscript suffered over the centuries. Stains or discoloration, worn pages, loose or even torn-out pages, grooves or scratches on the binding. The idea is not to pull the wool over anyone's eyes, just to make an identical copy. Tomáš Žilinčár again.
Člověk vnímá toto všemi smysly.
Anyone handling the book perceives numerous aspects, not just through sight, but also by feel. There can be no use of artificial materials. It has to feel authentic in the hands. We don't want to trick anyone into thinking it is the original. It must still be visually convincing. There, digitalization is crucial. Physically, we can then recreate each and every one of the book's anomalies, whether it is in the vellum or handmade paper. If an original has several pages which are bored through by a grub, we have to recreate the bore through each page, and the holes also have to line up.
Počítáme to víceméně na řemesla, které se na té knížce vystřídají, její desítky.
And another tricky aspect. The pages are printed on white paper in order to get the proper color balance. But that means that the foredge of the book is also glaringly white, which has to be changed. Every single page has to be hand-painted to create a dirty or old-looking patina along the side. If you have a print run of 200 copies, you can imagine the amount of work a single volume takes. The Czechs have a saying, mravenčí práce, an ant's work. it is hard to think of a more painstaking profession. Tomáš Žilinčár says there's only a handful of people in the country who have the necessary qualifications. Many tasks are handled separately by different artisans. An especially majestic historic tome, for example, may have a heavy leather cover embedded with semi-rare gemstones or jewels.
Počítáme to víceméně na řemesla, které se na té knížce vystřídají.
The requirements vary from book to book, but most require work from a long list of specialists. Goldsmiths, engravers, gem cutters, needleworkers, bookbinders, and many others, like the tanner. A different kind of leather is needed if we're talking about the cover and about vellum. A great many professions are needed in the successful completion of a single manuscript.
A to všechno, jaksi jsou desítky řemesel, které se vystřídají na tom jednom produktu.
Each copy from a print run, which is kept relatively small for both financial reasons and to raise a product's collector's worth, has to be verified and receive certification of the highest order by independent experts across various fields. Each new release requires steady nerves, Tomáš Žilinčár explained.
Každá ta knížka má svoji součást, jako nedílnou součást.
Every single book we produce has a certificate of origin, stating the print run number and a clause that the book will never be reprinted by us. Then there is certification by academics, which states that the book is the best copy possible of the original manuscript. We consult every single technical aspect, every step of the way, so that by the time I take the book for final verification, I know it is the best it can be. Certainly, there are nerves. Before the final attestation, I may have thrown away 50 copies, which weren't good enough. A specialist can always say, it's good, but it could be better. And that means going back and beginning again.
50 vzorků předtím jsem úplně zahodil a šel jinou cestou. A jdu tam s tím nejlepším.
It is not surprising with the unparalleled level of expertise involved, hundreds of man-hours and general upfront costs, a single volume of a rare or historic manuscript sells from between 250,000 to 750,000 crowns by the time it hits the market. Who are the buyers, or in some cases, the recipients? Tomáš Žilinčár again.
Všech 200 kusů samozřejmě nejde do prodeje, protože je poměrně velká.
Not all the books in a print run of 200 go up for sale. Quite a few are given away to charities. Some are gifts for state occasions, visits by heads of state or other key moments. And roughly 30 to 40% are sold abroad. And what remains is sold on the Czech market. State institutions, such as libraries and so on, often receive clones as gifts, which they either keep and use for their own purposes or eventually auction off to help fund other projects. Others who buy our books are collectors who want something very unusual, something you can't just get anywhere, someone who wants the very best. One example of a significant release we did recently was an authentic copy of the Kutnahora Bible, in Czech.
Vždycky něčím zvláštní a zajímavé. A samozřejmě si vybíráme ty nejlepší kousky.
Tempus Libri's clients are top managers and company owners as well. And most recently, TV celebrity and talk show host Jan Kraus, the Czech Republic's answer to David Letterman, received one of the firm's tomes as a gift.